Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Anchored in the Buffalo Bayou on the Houston Ship Channel is one of the grandest pieces of military history. Spanning two football fields in length and some 16 stories high, floats the USS Texas.
She was completed prior to World War I, began her service in the Tampico incident in 1914, and then during World War II, of course, she served in a number of campaigns, and perhaps most notably as the flagship of the task force off of Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Barry Ward is the director of Battleship Texas State Historic Site. Normally, the public only gets to see a small portion of the ship through self-guided tours. But once a month, the site opens up this nautical behemoth for extensive guided hard hat tours.
You see everything that is reasonably accessible that you can't let the general public do on their own. So you're seeing interior of boiler rooms, machinery spaces, inside of the ammunition handling systems.
And as the name implies, participants are required to wear hard hats provided by the park. The 3.5-hour tour includes climbing ladders and squeezing through hatches, but while the exploration can be physically demanding, it's not difficult to comprehend the significance of the surroundings. To learn more about the hard hat tour, come to passporttotexas.org. Coming up on tomorrow's show, a chance to meet the men who served aboard the Battleship Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.